Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are happy to be in the house of the Lord. Aren't you happy to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Truly, the presence of the Lord is in this place. Amen. But I'm going to ask a question, but I don't want anyone to raise their hands. Not your physical hand. Maybe you could raise your inner hand. But not your physical hand. How many of you here would agree with this statement? I am not happy with where I am currently. I am not happy with where I am currently. Don't raise your hand. But just think about that for a little bit. And for some of you, it's in your marriage that you feel that you're not happy. Some of you, it's your education. Some of you, it's your career. Relationships, family relationship, friendship relationship. For the younger ones, boyfriends and girlfriends, relationship. Some of you, it's your spiritual life. You're just not happy. And for some of you, it's all of the above. You're just not happy. And if anyone were to take an x-ray of your mental state, it would be an exact representation of Lamentation, of the book of Lamentation. Because you're always mourning in the inside. You could have a smile on your face, but you are lamenting in your inside. And sometimes it's in the home, sometimes it's at work, sometimes it's all of the above. You're in an unhappy state of your life. And whenever human beings find themselves in an unhappy place, we do what comes naturally to us. We seek to make a change, don't we? We seek to make a change. I'm unhappy. I need to make a change. It's natural. It's what we all do. We seek to make a change. If you're not happy, you desire, if you don't make the change, but you desire to have a change. Because if you're unhappy, you want to be happy. Happiness requires a change. Some of you are debating right now on what to change. Some of you are thinking about, maybe I should change my spouse. Maybe I should change my location. Maybe I should change my job. Maybe I should change the neighborhood that I'm in. Maybe I should change my church. See, the Israelites, they find themselves in Egypt. And they were in slavery. And they come to realize, I'm not happy. We're not happy here because they are killing us. Sweat and blood 24/7. We are working. No respect. We're not getting paid. Slavery. We're not happy. Are they crying out to God? God, please do something. Change my situation. And some of you have been crying for a while before God. For years, they've been crying to God. God, please change our situation. Change our situation. And God called them His people. But yet they find themselves in slavery. That just doesn't make sense. You call yourself child of God, but then you can't find yourself being happy. You find yourself unhappy in your marriage, unhappy in life, unhappy at work, unhappy at church, unhappy, unhappy. In fact, they could change your name to unhappy. And they were crying before God. But God knew in order to make them happy, in order to, He had to change what? Their situation. A change had to be made. They could no longer live in Egypt. They could no longer stay in Egypt. So something had to change. They had to change location. But the problem with change is that it requires transition. Change require a transition. And transition takes time. You see, the day a person decides to leave a church, that was not the day they decided to leave the church. It was a year, 2 years, coming back and forth. The day somebody come and ask for a divorce is not the day that they decided to get a divorce. It's been the day that a girlfriend break up with a boyfriend. It's not that day. It's been happening for months. You know, they've been thinking about it and dreaming about it, and you know, they consume their lives and they try to open up their mouth and say, I'm done with this, but they haven't. So the day they said was not that day, the day they made the decision. A change requires transition. And Israel asked God for a change. They wanted to be happy, so God says, I'm going to change your location in order to make you happy. I'm going to take you out of slavery, and I'm going to bring you to a land that is filled with milk and honey. How many of you would be happy? I know Jeremiah would be very happy with milk and honey. He'd make a lot of cereals. But from Egypt to Canaan, there's a transitional phase. There's a transitional phase, and it's not going to be smooth all the time. It's not going to be smooth. Because the first thing is that as God took them and they were moving out of Egypt, when they turned their head, behind them was Pharaoh and his army coming. Because when you're making that change and that transition, there's fear. Fear of what's behind you, and fear what's coming up ahead. And not only they have Pharaoh behind them, but they get the Red Sea in front of them. Now, God, how are you going to get me from where I am, this unhappy place, to this place that is full with milk and honey? How are you going to get me from this marriage that seems to be dead to a marriage that is alive? How are you going to get me from a relationship that is bad to a good one, God? What are you going to do? How are we going to get there? How are we going to go through this Red Sea that is in front of us? Because you look at your situation, your job, your career, your marriage, your relationship with your family, anything you think, your church, and it seems like it's stagnant. Nothing going to happen. There's a brick wall, or there's a Red Sea that you cannot cross. But then God parted the Red Sea. I want you to tell you, if he can do it for the Israelites, physically, he can do it for you. If you trust him like Moses did, he will do it for you too. But if God's going to change your situation from unhappiness to happiness, there must be a change. But in order for change to happen, it requires a transitional phase. It requires transition. And that transition time is not easy. Transition is going from one state to another. It's coming from one recipe to another recipe. You cannot remain the same. Things cannot remain the same. Something must change. But you must make the transition. And that's why most people who are unhappy stay where they are, however long they can. Because whenever you are, because there is something when you are in a transition. Whenever you're transitioning from one place to another, from one thing to another, from one recipe to another, you are heading towards the unknown. Because there is somewhere when they were in the desert with Moses, and knowing that, yes, there is a better place, there is a happier place, Canaan, a place that is filled with milk and honey, they know it. They long for it. But somewhere in the desert, because of the transition take a little bit of time, because of that, they begin to murmur. I don't know if I could do this anymore. I think I'd rather go back to Egypt. What? You've been crying about Egypt for that long. And now God says He's going to change your situation. Now because you're in the transition and because of the unknown, now you're asking to go back. And that's why people stay in what they are in. Situation they are in. Remember the guy by the pool? The Bible says every time, you know, that pool, every time it agitated, you know, people came with their family members that were sick or handicapped. They threw them in there and then they got healed. But this man been there for so long, he has no one to put him into the pool. And Jesus came to him and said, do you want to get well? And he goes, well, you know, Jesus, I have no one to. That's not what he asked. Do you want to get well? I didn't ask you who's going to push you. I'm asking you, do you want to get well? I think the man was a little bit afraid. Sometimes you've been in a situation for so long. Have you ever seen a kid who's abused? Somebody's always raising their hand at them. And sometimes you may raise your hand at them about to carry them and they flinch. And sometimes it's uncomfortable to hear the word, I love you. Somebody who's on an abusive relationship, it's uncomfortable for them to hear someone say, I love you. It's that transition, that unknown. What comes next? What comes next? So yes, if you're in a happy place, you want to be in a happy place, it requires change, but change requires transition. But the problem with transition is that there is what we call the unknown. We are heading towards the unknown. Transition is risky. Transition is like the street of New York. Street of Brooklyn. You never know what's awaiting you around the corner. Never. I remember when I was a kid growing up in Brooklyn, especially when I was coming from school. So if I'm walking here, the first thing I'll do is put my head and look. Because I don't know what's awaiting me there. One day I made a mistake getting out of class. I was coming from volleyball and I told you, I never do that. I'm telling you, never do that. When you're getting out of school, you put a rock, something behind the door. You leave it open in case something unknown happened. You could run back and close that door. I never understand. I'm asking myself, how did we do it? How do you live in, and it almost seemed normal to us. And then one day I get out. I don't know how happy I was, if I was singing, what it was, what happened. If a girl gave me her number, I don't know what it was. That made me so happy. And then I did not close the door. I did not leave the door open. And then I closed the door behind me and in front of me like 60 guys standing there. And I know they were up to no good. I was like, oh, I'm dead. I'm dead. Yeah, transition, you know, it's almost like the street of New York. You don't know what to expect around the corner. And the worst part is, can you handle it when you get there? That's what makes it so risky. That's what makes it so, you're so afraid and so fearful of the transition. But transition requires a decision. Transition requires you to make a decision. And one of the biggest decisions you'll ever have to make in transition is to decide, what am I going to leave behind and what I'm going to take with me? Am I right? When you're transitioning from one house to another, you decide what you're going to put in the trash, what you're going to leave behind. And sometimes even though you love it, but it doesn't work where you're going. Or it doesn't fit that house. Or whatever it is, you have to leave. If you're a woman who's in a battered relationship, sometimes you have to leave everything behind. You have to choose my life or whatever I have to go back in there to get. So transition requires a decision. The decision is what to leave behind and what to take with me. However, there's one thing. As you're making decision what to pick, what to pack in your bag, what to bring with you, and what to leave behind, there is one thing that you have no choice. You cannot make that decision. Wherever you are transitioning to next, there's one thing you cannot leave behind. It's not your choice. There's one thing you cannot leave behind, and that's you. You could leave everything behind. You could leave your bank account behind. You could leave your bed behind. You could leave your friends behind. But there is one thing that you cannot leave behind, and that's you. You have to go with you. You have to go with you. Wherever you are going next, you must take you with you. You see, if you're unhappy, whether in your marriage, in your career, at church, wherever it may be, the common denominator in every relationship, in every situation you find yourself in, is what? It's you. You see, you cannot have a relationship without you. There cannot be a relationship without you. Every relationship involves you. So if you are to be happy, no matter where you are, I say you gotta get yourself together. You gotta get yourself together. Because sometimes you see a person just like the woman that Jesus met at the well. That woman went from relationship to relationship, and I guarantee you it's because she was unhappy on the first one. She was unhappy on the second one. She was unhappy on the third one. But the common denominator was who? Her. Every one of the relationship were different. There was only one person that was always in the relationship, and that was her. And she said to Jesus, just go get your husband. She says, well, I don't have one. Just says, you're right. Because the one you're with right now in the relationship you're in right now, he's not yours. Somebody else is his wife. See, you decided to get in that relationship. You decided to be in the state where you're in. You cannot have a relationship without you. And the foundation of true happiness is self. If you're not happy with you, you cannot be happy anywhere. I do not care where it is. Tell me a place that is your dream vacation and you'll be unhappy there. You will be unhappy there. Because if you're not happy with you, it doesn't matter if you leave that relationship. It doesn't matter if you leave that church. It doesn't matter if you leave that family. It doesn't matter if you leave that neighborhood. You will always be what? Unhappy. So your happiness is not depend on what's without. It depends on what's within. You have to decide that I'm gonna be happy. I'm gonna make myself happy. No, I'm not accepting this. No, I'm not accepting this. Tell the person next to you, you gotta get yourself together. Come on, tell the person next to you. Gotta get yourself together. You see, in every relationship you find yourself, in every relationship, every situation you find yourself, you have the most control over you. I don't care how bad the person is, how good they are. I don't care what's going on. You have the most control. You're trying to control the other person when you have the most control over you. You have the most control over you. And so most of the time, the reason we can't get along with anybody is because we can't even get along with ourselves. We need to find a way to get myself together. No, it's not because of you I'm happy. I'm happy with or without you. It's not because of the church I go to that make me happy or unhappy. I will be happy whatever church that I go to. It's not because of the neighborhood I live in. I will be happy. It doesn't matter where I live in. Haiti, Africa, Europe, America, wherever it may be. If you are going to be a happy person, you are going to be a happy person. And if you're going to be an unhappy person, you are going to be an unhappy person. Something has to change. But the problem is that most of the time, you spend more of the time blaming everyone else but you. I don't know if that's going to work, but I'm going to try it. There's a proverb in Creole that says the goat looks at the owner of the house before he comes in the gate. The goat looks at the face of the owner of the house before he come inside the gate. It's an old proverb. What it means is, goats usually enter people's gardens or farms and go eat. And they eat whatever they want. They don't know what's special to you or not. All they worry about is being hungry. And the owner might kill that goat. Might hurt that goat. And there are some owners that don't. They just, hey, that's my friend's goat. But goats, animals have sense too. And sometimes they're passing by a house, they think twice. Because they knew what happened to the other goat. What he's saying, what the proverb is saying is this. Most of the time somebody does something to you is because you allow them to. Whatever somebody decides to do with you, more than once, it's because you allow them to. It may not be coming from you, but you accept it. So if there's going to be any change, you got to change. Stop trying to change everybody else. Stop trying to change everybody else. Change you. What is it that is in me that this person decide to disrespect me? I gotta look deep in. But I gotta find out why. And then I won't allow that anymore. Whatever relationship you're in, whatever the education, whatever the career, there's one common denominator, it's you. You chose that career. You choose to work in that job. You choose to marry that person. You choose to come to that church. You choose. It's you, it's you, it's you. So if there's one person that needs to change, it's you. Michael Jackson said, just call your name, you'll be there. So if you are to be happy, you have to make a change. But change requires transition. It takes a little time. And you're going to be afraid of making that change because there's a risk to it. You don't know. There's unknowns. But it demands that you make a decision. What to leave behind and what you can bring with you. But there's one thing you cannot leave behind, and that's you. You will be wherever you go. You will be with whatever person you decide to be with. If the first girl you dated and the second girl is doing the same thing the first girl did, the second guy or the third guy is doing the same thing the first one did, you gotta ask yourself, what is it about me that attract these people? So it's not them, it's me. There's some decision that I have to stop making. I have to be wiser. And if there is to be a change in my current situation, before I decide to run away, before I decide to get out of that marriage, before I decide to leave that church, better get myself together. I need to get myself together. Because wherever you go next, you may leave your husband behind. You may leave your wife behind. You may leave your mother behind. You may leave the house behind. You may leave your church behind. But you must take you with you. There's a man that has a big plaque in his office, and he said, "If I had to kick the person who hurt me the most, my butt would hurt. If I had to kick the person who hurt me the most, my butt would hurt." Whatever situation you find yourself in, you were there. You were always with you. Whatever decision you were making, you were there. You were always making that decision with you. God said to Adam, "Where are you?" "Well, the woman you gave me." You were there, didn't you? Weren't you there? Did she force you? No. Whatever it is, whether you said she was good at, convincing you, whether it was Delilah with Samson, you were there. You see, in order for things to change in your life, in order for you to be happy, you have to draw a line in the sand. You have to draw a line. Daniel made up his mind that I will not eat from the palace. Joseph drew a line on the sand and says, "Hey, Potiphar's wife, I can't do this to my God." You gotta draw a line on the sand. If you are to be a happy person, if you are to be a person who can accept you, because the problem most of the time we're not happy is because we can't accept us. You can't accept you. It's not anyone else. So you need to draw a line. in the sin. And you need to do it today. You need to make that decision today. Going to draw a line in the sin. I'm going to decide what happened inside of my house from now on. I'm no longer going to blame anyone else. Because whatever happened to me or whatever I've done, whatever decision it was, I was there. The situation may change, the scene may change, the person may change. But there's only one thing that remained constant. I was with me. So if there's anyone I need to put together, it's not my husband, it's not my wife, it's not my children, it's not my church, it's not my pastor. No, I need to get myself together. So he said, how do you do that, Pastor James? I say, come back next week.